The numbers in the city of Chicago, they're just staggering. More than 3,000 people have been shot this year, more than 500 killed. That's already more than all of last year. And Chicago has recorded more murders this year than New York and Los Angeles combined. The city announced yesterday it will hire nearly 1,000 new police officers over the next 2 years, and Mayor Rahm Emanuel will outline a broader effort to try to reduce gun violence in a highly anticipated speech tonight. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
I'm standing on a street corner on Chicago's west side in the West Garfield Park neighborhood, where quite honestly, the gang and gun violence problem is not new. But longtime residents here say they never thought it would get this bad.
It's just this constant barrage of violence that seems to get more and more heinous.
Reverend Marshall Hatch is pastor of New Mount Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, and he has the unenviable task of preparing yet another funeral for a victim of gang violence.
There was a 15-year-old in our congregation who was apparently limbs broken, shot, put in a garbage can, set afire, and they had to be identified through dental records just this past weekend.
It's one of 44 homicides so far this month in Chicago, where the number of killings has soared nearly 50% over last year.
The shootings and gang violence haven't been this intense in a long time.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson announcing yesterday that the city will soon begin to hire nearly 1,000 new police officers.
This will make us a bigger department, better department, and a more effective department.
Without saying so directly, Johnson's announcement is a tacit acknowledgement that the Emanuel administration's strategy of covering staffing shortfalls with officers working overtime just hasn't worked.
We can't rob Peter to pay Paul when it comes to the safety of our city. We need more patrol officers, and we need them where they need the most.
Across the city, neighborhood leaders and elected officials have long been calling for more cops. Pastor Marshall Hatch applauds the hiring of more police, but
that's what is called a short-term solution. I mean, obviously, everybody knows you can't police yourself out of a problem like this when the real problem is poverty, despair, and disinvestment.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel has acknowledged as much, and he's hinted that in his speech tonight, he will offer comprehensive solutions that focus on education, mentoring, and economic development. Hatch's advice?
The only message ultimately that makes sense is that the city is going to engage in a concerted effort to make sure that these communities are heavily invested in.
Others aren't expecting much from Emanuel's address.
The mayor does not have a clue in regards to what it will take to reduce killings and shootings in Chicago.
T.O. Hardiman of the group Violence Interrupters says the city's crime-fighting strategies are often misguided. And after the Laquan McDonald video and other police shootings, he says many African Americans here don't trust the police nor the mayor. Political strategist Delmarie Cobb agrees that this is a critical moment.
We're at a tipping point.
Cobb points out that Mayor Emanuel promised to hire 1,000 new cops when first campaigning for office more than 5 years ago and never did. She also accuses him of failing to make good on neighborhood investments while the city has poured hundreds of millions of dollars into downtown development. She says now Emanuel must get it right, not just in his speech, but in his actions that follow.
If he doesn't, then he's done for.
Cobb agrees it's all about economic development and opportunity. Or as another community leader puts it, the best defense against a bullet is a job. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.